Aircheckdownloads.com.
Oh, yes, it is the most wonderful time of the year. It's Andy Williams. It's Magic Breakfast. We are 100% Christmas. Harriet Scott and myself, Ronan Meeting. Okay, wind it up, wind it up. Here we go. Hold on tight. Yep, you're absolutely bang on. It's the 5 at 7, 5 things you need to know going on around the world right now.
Well, I mean, they're doing this properly. Argentina are set to have 3 days of official mourning for Diego Maradona after the news of his passing yesterday. Every football fan loved him. Much joie de vivre, much skills on the pitch. Even I'd heard of him.
Even you.
I'd heard of him. Mm-hmm. 3 days of mourning is unprecedented in Argentina. The president said that he set 3 days because Maradona was Argentina.
Oh, I can see him saying it.
In Australia, due to a slight misunderstanding, Madonna trended on Twitter for several hours. People thought it was her.
Well, I did. I was on the One Show yesterday, right? As you know, I was the host of the One Show yesterday evening. And in rehearsals, on the floor around, I don't know, 5:30, I screamed out, "Oh, Lord, Madonna's dead." And everyone went, "What?" People were dropping to the floor. And I went, "Oh, sorry, it's Maradona." And then they got up and then other people were dropping to the floor. I mean, I felt terrible. I'm so sorry. Anyway, Ronan Keating here on the Billionaire News Desk. Elon Musk has just overtaken Bill Gates as the world's second richest person. He has displaced Bill Gates because of shares in Tesla. His electric car company have risen, and Bill Gates has also, he's given loads of money away to charity.
Yeah.
Which he's a great man for that. I wonder if there's some sort of ceremony. Does Bill, like, hand him a silver medal that he's worn around his neck for the last 20 years? And Elon Musk gives him the bronze medal.
Maybe.
I mean, and you know, Elon is only like a tiny bit behind Jeff Bezos. Just a fraction. He's only 30 billion behind him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so if you don't want him to catch up with Jeff, make sure you buy a toaster this coming Black Friday on Amazon.
Okay, if you've been watching The Crown, yes, I have. How lovely. And been impressed by Olivia Colman's ability to act and sound like the Queen, it's because they're related.
I knew it.
Colman is the Queen's 13th cousin once removed. A genealogy company did some research, found out they share a common relative, probably not so common, from the 14th century. That's how she's managed to nail the accent then. She should pop over to the palace and ask if she can use Balmoral for the weekend. Now she's family. Lovely.
Yes.
Oh, how lovely.
Are you family? No, you're not family, are you? I mean, you do the accent very well.
I wish.
Do you ever wonder why parking seems to be getting harder?
Yes.
Well, insurance companies commissioned some research. They got those guys that were doing the Backstreet Boys research on which way they wanted it. And they took some time out to do some research on why pranks involving parking are rising. And it turns out that the standard size of parking spaces haven't changed in 30 years. But the cars, check this out, have gotten up to 55% bigger since then. So it's not us. It's not you, Harriet.
Good.
So tell David it's not
good.
You.
Good. This is excellent news.
I mean, it's annoying when you go to a supermarket when you have to do the limbo to get, like, to get out of my McLaren. I've got to do a limbo under the Range Rover next to me. I mean, it's awkward. It is.
No, sometimes there is a space and you should be able to get into it, but you can't. And sometimes I can't bear the pressure, especially if you're parking down a street and you want to reverse park down the side, you know,
A lot of cars now will park for you. Have you tried that? Have you tried the park for you? There's a button that, and it's like, oh my Lord. It's like the, you know, the trust game when you fall and someone catches you.
Yeah.
The park in your car is like allowing the car to park itself is exactly the same
that.
As the trust game.
I don't believe that.
You fold your arms, you sit back and the car parks itself. But it is that thing. You know, is it going to be able to park itself? Do I trust this car? I don't know.
Finally, on your 5 at 7, today's the day we find out what the tiers are going to be in England. No one's expected to get the equivalent of an A star like a tier 1. We can only dream. It's thought that most regions will be a 2 or a 3. Tier 3 is basically what we have now. Tier 2 is slightly better with shops being open and the rule of six back. Good luck, everyone.
That's all good. Well, that was the 5 at 7. I hope we're going into some sort of a low tier. Tier 1 will be magic. Tier 2 is acceptable. And we will find out later. All right, that's the 5 at 7. Thanks for listening. Here's Leona Lewis.
Snow was falling all around us.
AirCheckDownloads.com.